This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. How did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate, believe it or not, I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and engaging and really just, you know, you got to have a little fun with this. We can't be so serious constantly all the time to the point where it just makes you nuts. And believe me, it's easy for me to get like that. It's easy for me to sit there and go, oh my God, I can't, well, you know, these guys, and just go off on everybody all the time. And you know, some of you who listen, I go off often. I can't help it. I get into it, and that's it. I'm done. So I have a question for you. See if you can answer it. How long before social media completely bans conservatives? No, I mean, seriously. And I'm not saying this because I'm begging for help or what have you, but you've got to pay attention to what they're doing, what Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and a few others are doing to conservatives. You know, Patreon, which was a place you could use for memberships for people to sign up and take donations. They were giving conservatives such a hard time. They gave some of our people such a hard time. A lot of us decided to get off in solidarity. You know, why give them anything? Why give them 5 cents? And we were making it hard. They were constantly making changes. You know, when you go looking at what's going on Twitter and Facebook, and how do you get your message out? And remember, 2020 is coming up. If we don't get together and figure out how to make this happen, you're going to be looking at, President Bernie Biden. Seriously. And it won't be long before the social media giants decide, hey, what are they going to do to us? And they're going to purge everything. You think it's hard now to get your message out. You wait till they keep going unchecked. Do you hear any real conversation? Are there any real hearings? Because all these other ones are fake. Are there any real hearings on taking social media giants to task? Any? So, you know, you just got to keep cranking away. You have to. You have to keep on. You have to keep helping us win. Now, Todd Starnes has got a great piece up. And he wrote it recently when he wrote a piece. He was talking about how he had 260,000 people following his Facebook page. He can't seem to get his message out to about 5,000 a clip. They can actually view his content. Now, we didn't have 260,000. But we couldn't get any traction either. We saw it take a nosedive almost overnight. And I'm not just talking about Facebook. You're talking about Facebook and Twitter and Google. You know who feeds your websites? You feed somebody's websites. When you go up and you do a Google search for something to get to the website, they can block the results. They did it for us. We used to, on the average, we would get thousands of views, or a couple thousand views anyway, of stories that we wrote. Now we struggle for a few. And this has happened overnight. Now, and recently I was getting screenshots of emails that were being kicked back or emails that they went to open from me, and they would say that this site is known to send out spam. So they tagged this as a spam site. Now, Todd said that he got a whole bunch of messages from his viewers and listeners because Facebook wouldn't allow our content to appear on their news feeds. He said he went on to say, and we've done the same thing already, I've been documenting for a number of years the serious abuses suffered by users of social media platforms. Catholics have been banned, and so have stay-at-home moms. We've seen conservatives of all shapes, sizes blocked for violating Facebook community standards. He said, years ago, I was punished by Facebook for posting Bible verses and affirming my support for the National Rifle Association. Now, think about that. He was also chastised for supporting the Southern Gospel music. Facebook told me I was not the kind of person they wanted in their community. Now, Facebook announced last week, some of you don't know this, that there was a purge of the far-right activists. They wiped out people like Alex Jones, Laura Loomer. They deemed them to be dangerous people. Now, look, Alex Jones makes me crazy. You know, he really does. He's on one of my networks, but, you know, I mean, there are people for him. There are people that listen to him. And no, not all his people go out and, you know, load up an AK-47 to go shooting people. It doesn't work that way. But they took down Franklin Graham a few months ago. Franklin Graham. Right? Milo Yiannopoulos. For what? For making fun of the left? I mean, does Milo have a post I haven't seen where he's called for the gay community to have an uprising and go, you know, beat up on the left? He doesn't do it. And once they do away with the far, far right, who do you think they're going to come for? Right? Christians are already in their what they call crosshairs. This is nothing new. We've seen stories pulled. We've seen them squashed. I mean, seriously, this stuff that I post that I think is ludicrously fun, I mean, just ludicrous stuff, and it'll get tens of thousands of views, hits, or likes. I put up something serious, biblically serious or what have you. I'm not sure anybody's even seeing it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more after the break.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We are back. You listen to Real Title of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. So, you know, if you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Give me your email address. We send out an email a week. It's not that hard, not that crazy. You know, you don't want to read it, throw it away. You want to read it, keep it around, go through the stories, our latest postings and what's going on. It also will tell you, I shouldn't say it will tell you because it doesn't tell you anything. You have to read it. But look, if you're not getting our emails, if you're not getting information on the show, sign up for our text messaging. I don't text you every night because I don't want to be bothered every night either. You know what I mean? So just text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. 222. Love it if you would do it. Coming up in the next hour, so you want to hang out. Barack Laurie will join us. He's the author. He's got his own. He hosts his own show, but he also wrote a book called Atheism Kills. And let's be clear, it's not atheists kill, but atheism kills. All right, and he set out to prove that religion, religious leaders, religion has killed more people than anything else, and he actually was able to prove the opposite. So anyhow, a lot of take on today's issues. All right, so get back to the crackdown on conservatives. Just remember, if you've got some shows that you listen to, right? We've had Andrea Kay on. And others on the show here to guest host the show. Right, you want to support them where you can. Check out their shows and support them where you can, because we're all vying for the same dollars, if you would. Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Also, I just appreciate so much the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. All right, so apparently, the question was put to college students by Campus Reform as to, should prisoners be allowed to vote? Now, in all fairness, they've probably never been asked this kind of thing before. They've probably never been asked to think this deep before. So, let's cut them a little bit of slack. And let's hear what they have to say.
I'm Kevin Phillips at Campus Reform. Today we're in Washington, D.C. at Catholic University talking to students about voting rights for people in prison. Bernie Sanders, other 2020 candidate, saying that you should be able to vote while incarcerated. What do college students think? Let's find out. Do you think people should be able to vote from prison?
I think they should be able to vote from prison.
Honestly, I think they should. They should be equally allowed to do what we can do.
I think they should. I think it's a kind of a universal right as an American citizen.
So there is no punishment to be in prison. I mean, other than the fact that you can't walk to the corner store and get, cigarettes or dope anytime you want to. Maybe the guy in the cell next to you might have it. I don't know.
Be able to vote.
What's your take?
I completely agree. I mean, everybody fought for the right to vote. Why should it be taken away if they're in prison?
Yeah, absolutely, if they're U.S. citizens. I think so. I think it's a right that every U.S. citizen has.
When you go to prison, we deny certain rights to you, freedom of speech in many cases. You don't have your Second Amendment right to own guns. So why should you also have the right to vote if you've infringed on others' rights?
That's a great question.
You have an answer. Hello.
I think because voting is like something super important, and
that freedom isn't. Oh, God bless America. Right. So voting is super important. Notice the super in there. But the person that you took the right from, because maybe you murdered somebody, that wasn't so super important for them. And maybe the person who killed that other person gets two votes, right? Because you don't want to waste the vote of the person he killed. I mean, God forbid. Bunch of squishies.
Like, votes could change, one vote could change, who wins.
People that are in prison don't have their Second Amendment rights to firearms, so why should they have their voting rights?
I'm not sure.
Sure, they did something wrong, but they're people. It should be a human right to vote.
Do you think they should lose other rights, like Second Amendment rights?
No.
Even in prison?
Yeah, they're people. Like, sure, they did stuff wrong, but
But they'd be bringing a gun in prison,
Yeah, I don't think Second Amendment. Second Amendment. Oh, what am I thinking? No. Yeah, that's one of the. Yeah, forget it.
Wait. Oh, see, this is a clip I gotta grab. What am I thinking? You weren't.
They didn't know.
You didn't. You didn't warm up one brain cell before you answered that question, and that's the problem. This is where you want to stop and go. Yeah, sure. Let's give 16-year-olds the right to vote, right?
First Amendment, definitely. Probably not. I mean, you have to lose some rights in prison, but I think voting shouldn't be one of them.
Should the Boston bomber be able to vote? Or should murderers be able to vote? Do you think there's a line, or does it apply all the way?
Well, I think as a U.S. citizen, it's in our Constitution that we have a right to vote.
I guess it all really depends on why they're incarcerated and for how long.
Where would you draw the line on who should and shouldn't? What crime do you think would be disqualifying?
That's a tough one. It's a line that, I'm not really in the authority to define.
If it's something minimal,
But you're answering the question. If you think you're smart enough to answer the question, then aren't you smart enough to define what the answer should be? Isn't that what he just said that, right? He said, I'm not smart enough to define it or something along those lines? I don't even know.
Like, a lot of people are getting arrested for, like, selling, like, marijuana and things like that. Then I feel like they should be able to have their option.
I think that if you, like, are a convicted murderer, then maybe not, but... I think, like, minor crimes, like drug infractions and stuff like that, you should be able to, because it's your constitution.
Can somebody look up the word infractment? Yeah, I don't know that one.
Right.
What's your take? Do you think people should be able to vote from prison?
No, I don't think they should, because they're in prison for a reason. Like, they committed crimes against the law, so I don't think they should have a say in, like, who's representing us if they're going to break the laws anyway.
Got it. What's your take? Agree, disagree?
I agree with him. I don't think they should be able to vote.
No, they've committed a crime. Don't think that they really should have a say of, like, what the government, like, does or what they do, because, like, they've taken themselves out of society.
If they're in there for something that classifies as, like, a felony, and they're going to be in prison for a decent or a substantial period of time, I think, no, you paid the crime. Why should you judge how our nation's legislature goes?
You know, if they're not abiding by the law, then how could we put power in their hands to choose people that make laws for us and decide?
You know, just think about this. They would never think to vote for someone who could easily make the law, make what they're in prison for now not illegal anymore. Right? Decriminalize it. I mean, nobody, seriously, think about it. Then you're going to let them go in these booths, right? Pull the curtains behind them? No, that won't be it. Right? Maybe this table's here, three people apart. I don't know, they space them. I'm sure they won't have any pressure from any unions that are around the prisons, don't you think? I mean, seriously, there won't be any outside pressure. No, everything will be just fine. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. God bless.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The democratically led House Judiciary Committee is challenging the president's effort to block the release of an unredacted Mueller report using executive privilege. the committee approved a contempt citation against Attorney General William Barr for refusing to turn over the full Mueller report. Texas Democrat Veronica Escobar.
Let's see it all, so that we can then hold those accountable who should be held accountable.
But Republicans say Barr would be breaking the law by revealing grand jury information in the report. Texas Congressman Louis Gohmert.
You cannot legally, before a court, have someone in contempt for refusing to do what the law says they cannot do.
The measure now goes to the full House. The Justice Department calls the vote politically motivated and unnecessary. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
Everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game,
I got a nighttime camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA.
We're back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5568. Thanks so much for being with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I want you to be part of the conversation. I want you involved. I want you engaged. You know, just paying attention. That's the other side of it. How about you just pay attention? Again, 855-REAL-JOE. Before I get back to this wonderful video, and it is a wonderful video, where college students, they really can't decide whether or not inmates should have a right to vote. Now, everybody's got a right to vote. Everybody's got a right to their freedom. Everybody, you don't lose your rights just because you're in prison, according to them. The person that they killed or maimed loses their rights, and I guess that's okay. But just because they're in prison shouldn't mean anything. Good news on the horizon, though. See it now. I don't mean this the way it sounds. I'll explain. CNN is laying off 300 people. Now, I feel bad for the 300 people, but, I mean, man, you must have seen it coming. You got to go find a job somewhere else. You can't work for a loser company like this and expect to have a job forever. But here's the funny thing about this. They're so self-righteous. They're so full of themselves that they don't do anything to change the way they deliver the news, even though they consistently hit the skids. They're at the bottom of the list in their numbers for, you know, cable news. Maybe there's a category for cable fools, and they'd probably be number one there. But if you think about it, you know, if you're watching your company go down the toilet, if you're watching your company lose, I don't know, viewership or customers or whatever, you make changes. You figure out what you need to do to draw people back in. That's too much for these people, apparently. CNN's Brian Stelter denies rumors that layoffs are imminent. More fake news from CNN. But you know what? CNN is planning to cut up to 300 jobs. That's the industry. It's coming through their own industry. Many being older employees with years at the network. That's according to a report on Monday. According to the FTV Live, a website that monitors the television industry, word is out that just under 200 people will be pink slipped and just over 100 will be offered a buyout. Staffers are reportedly calling the cuts a massive brain drain because so many veteran employees are being given pink slips. Yeah, because, forgive me, the young ones are doing such a great job. You ever notice that when you pull up a CNN story in your browser, if you have a newer browser that checks spelling, how many red squiggly lines do you have on that story? Now, I am the worst speller on the planet. Tammy will tell you, I am the worst speller on the planet, okay? You're lucky I can spell my own name. When I'm catching words that are wrong, it's bad. I mean, I want you to think about that. It is bad. And they don't even have a basic grasp of history. They don't even know how to look things up. I mean, God forbid the computer's down. You got to look something up. They probably don't even know what a dictionary is, let alone how to spell it. Aidan McLaughlin, an editor for Mediate, she tweeted that according to a CNN source, the cable network is not making layoffs, but more than 100 staffers took part in a voluntary buyout program. Yeah, you know why it's voluntary? It's like, who's willing to take a little less into retirement or be fired? That's choice A and choice B. Hello, raise your hands. It's that simple. All right, so it becomes a buyout program. You know, and their little lapdog, Brian Stelter, I mean, he's willing to say anything. If you ever want a moment, a true modern-day Twilight Zone moment, listen to that guy report the news. Seriously. Listen to him report on issues, and you would believe that he was in a coma. He popped up when they gave him the cue, you're on, and then started speaking without any clues of what's truly happening around him. 855 Real Joe, 855-732, the last minute or so of, campus reform. I love it when they go out on site. And they're out on a campus and they're asking kids, excuse me, young students, young people, whether inmates should have the right to vote. Take a listen. Maybe.
Side those things. So to me, I think it's a little counterintuitive to allow people in jail to vote.
When you're in prison, you're supposed to be sort of out of society and not contributing necessarily. So I feel like you shouldn't be able to vote from prison.
I don't think people in jail have the right to vote. Like, they did put themselves in there.
When you get out, when you serve your time, sure, why not? But while you're still in jail, then, sorry.
Okay.
Kind of the stuff going on.
Isn't that perfect? I mean, the last few of those young people, you know, you're in jail. No, you lose your rights. When you get out, I'm with him. Anybody not with him? You serve your time, you pay your debt to society, you get to vote again. I mean, and what do they do? I had a thought earlier, they bring the booths into prison, but no, you don't want to do that because they have places to hide. Are you going to bring them out to voting places? Oh, no, maybe it'll be absentee. That'll go over well. You know those will be true and honest and fair. God bless. I don't know. I can't keep up with all this. I mean, the craziness of all of this has got to have most of you, if not all of you, scratching your head. It does me most of the time. And where are the... those first set of kids, where are the parents for those kids? I would love, instead of just laughing at the kids so much, because maybe we shouldn't be laughing at the kids, but maybe we should be looking at the parents and going, what the heck did you do? Are you good with this? God bless America. We'll be banned from classrooms in Pennsylvania School District. Now, this is where I say you parents need to scare the crud out of the board. You need to go in front of that Board of Education every day, every hour, every meeting, and make it impossible for them to take those words out. And on top of that, what you need to do is show up at their boardroom with about 150 people, and when they do the Pledge of Allegiance like they do, right? Now, I'm not talking about at the school. I'm talking about at the boardroom. You need to make sure they hear loud and clear Okay, the words God bless America. Right? Now, the Freedom From Religion freaks are at it again. They filed a complaint over the phrase being used after the recitation of the Pledge of Allegiance. Pennsylvania elementary school principal will no longer say, God bless America, following the Pledge of Allegiance, after the district received a legal complaint on behalf of a parent who claimed that doing so broke the law. God bless. Peter Brigg, the principal of Sabold Elementary School in Springfield, would say that the phrase, he would say the phrase after reciting the Pledge of Allegiance over the loudspeaker. At least one parent filed a complaint. An attorney from the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the group that sent the letter to the district complaining that publicly announcing the expression violated the U.S. Constitution's prohibition on government sponsored. You know what I'd like to see? Here, this will freak some people out. You know, they're all worried about Roe versus Wade becoming, you know, no longer a law that's going to get fought, and the Supreme Court's going to overturn it, blah, 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 blah. You know what? Maybe we need to bring the separation clause back in front of the Supreme Court. What do you think? Maybe once and for all, somebody should challenge that and push it all the way up to the court, and I would hope and beg and pray and plead that Judge Roberts, Chief Justice Roberts, would have the spine to take it on and talk about it. And once and for all, put it to bed. There is no such thing. There's nothing in the Constitution about separation of church and state. Matter of fact, again I say, if they would be honest and they would do their homework, almost every state had a state religion. Almost every state, when they first started, in their own Constitution, state constitution, they gave glory to God. So for you to say that our founding fathers never wanted, wouldn't they have gone, wouldn't some of our founding fathers have, hey, whoa, what is that thing with God in your constitution? Knock it off. What are you doing? Wouldn't we be able to find writing somewhere of these guys being up in arms about all of this? Seriously. All right, we'll finish it up on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss.
Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying televisions.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Yes, the Barroom Blitz. Oh, come on. Some of you remember that song. Some of you danced to that song, okay? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55... Yes, producer Tammy's way too young to have danced to that. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. Don't forget, this Sunday's Mother's Day. Don't forget your mother, because I have to come over and take care of things with you if you don't. You know what I'm saying? Seriously. Really. I mean, the woman's put up with you all these years. You can get her something. Anything. Find out what kind of chocolate she likes. You know, they have these new Reese's Slims. I know you don't like them because they're dark chocolate. I love them because you can pop one or two in your mouth. Well, if you have a mouth my size, I suppose it's easy. But you pop one, and that's it. I don't want any more. I'm done. You know? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Freedom from Religion freaks are at it again. They're trying to keep a Pennsylvania school district. They want them to drop the words, God Bless America, which is what the principle says at the end of Pledge of Allegiance. Right? I mean, funny, because our national motto, approved by the government, right, approved by Congress, our national approved motto is In God We Trust. Apparently, they're confused, too, about the separation of church and state. Now, let's say one parent filed a complaint to the Freedom From Religion. I always find it interesting that for years and years and years this stuff is going on, one parent, and I don't even believe that, but whatever, one parent's decided, you know, they said the word God twice in 2 minutes. We can't have that. Right? I mean, these guys are all over the place. They are filing suits against these sweet little towns, wonderful little towns out in the middle of no man's land that have had a cross that maybe honor World War I or World War II veterans for decades. You don't like the cross? You don't think it should be, you know, there shouldn't be that kind of, monument? Put up your own thing. Maybe, what is that, the satanic pentagram? Maybe that'll make you happier. I don't know. But, again, I would love to see this come back before the Supreme Court. Wouldn't you, for real? I'd like to see how they handle it. God Bless America is a prayer, said the Freedom From Religion people. A prayer hosted by a publicly supported school. Can't pass constitutional muster. The district released a statement Friday confirming that it received a complaint. Right? It would stop the practice immediately. No. See, this is where you get Pacific Justice Institute involved. You get one of these groups that fight these things on a regular basis. You get them engaged. You get them involved. And watch how fast the other guys drop this. The district went on to say that the administration never altered the recitation of the pledge, and that students should still be able to say God Bless America after, if they choose to do so. We understand that this is an important topic for many of our constituents. However, please understand that the district does not make the law. We simply follow it. Yeah, well, where is the law that says you can't say God Bless America? Take it to the Supreme Court. Don't let them trample on you. Now, in the which I don't even, why would you have to pass a law for this? An Alabama bill would require schools to start the day with the Pledge of Allegiance. It's really funny. In California, the WAC state, you have to start every day off with a patriotic act. I don't quite know what that means, and I live here. Do you salute the flag? Do you say, I love this country? What do you acknowledge George Washington as, you know, one of our greatest, what is a patriotic act? They call out some of those things, but not enough to make me happy. Alabama now says they require schools to start the day with the Pledge of Allegiance. I want somebody to challenge that. I want the Freedom From Religion. See, I think that they should spend all their time and money fighting these things. Alabama lawmaker introduced a bill last week to make sure the Pledge of Allegiance stays in public schools. Republican House Majority Leader Nathaniel Ledbetter found out his grandchildren's school wasn't reciting the pledge every morning. Now, it is a state board of education requirement, and that's what happens, too, sometimes. In all fairness, you've got state board of educations, and then you have the state legislature. Now, obviously, the legislature lays out the basics, and then the Board of Education and others fill in the blanks. And I'm sure the legislature just thought the Board of Education was doing what it's supposed to be doing. When they found out it wasn't, they changed it. They jumped into action. House Bill 339 would transfer authority over the pledge, from the school board. He says, I guess this gives it some teeth, Ledbetter said. The bill is slated to be taken up by the House Education Policy Committee. You know, if this doesn't go through, we need to call ourselves the Ununited States of America or the Disunited States. Right. I mean, think about it. If we can't do simple things like pledge allegiance, you know, here on Cinco de Mayo in California, American flags are removed from some schools. Yeah, it's true. Because they don't want to... They don't want to start a riot. They don't want to start a fight. I'm going, who's starting the fight? The people starting the fight should be deported immediately. There's no reason for this. That is the flag that our police, fire, and military fight under, fight for what it represents. We don't fight for the flag. Let's not be stupid. We fight for what it represents, right? Now, recently a dreamer argued that the Pledge of Allegiance needs to be changed. This is sick. And when you think about it, why would anybody want to change it? Joe Lockhart, a political commentator at CNN, said the idea we're a country that deals in fear, deals in bigotry. So the guy says, he certainly said racist things, didn't he? They're talking about the coming to high school young teachers and parents. They were fearing for the safety of their kids, and they were worried about all of this. They get too far in the weeds, and places like CNN get these people crazy. All right? The woman says he's in his heart, and he would appear to be a racist. They're talking about, I can't think of the kid's name, or the guy's name. McCallum, who's interviewing these people, says, so look, for knowing what is in the president's heart, either way, to be a running debate as we go into 2020, but is it fair? Bernie Sanders says that we now have a president of the United States who is a racist. Anderson Cooper, the anchor, says, do you believe President Trump is a racist? AOC says, yes, yes, he is. No question about it. That's funny because they call him the birther in chief, when in reality, who was the one that started the whole birther thing? It was Hillary, right? So how do you fix this? How do you change this, right? How do you get us out? I shouldn't say, how do you get us out of this mess? Juan Williams, this we need to send him. Is there a network that will take him? Nobody wants him. Nobody. Yeah. Well, we got stuck with him. Well, they got stuck with him at Fox. I shouldn't say we. I can change the station in a heartbeat.
They chose him.
What's that?
They didn't get stuck with him. They chose,
but he's there. He's got a contract. I mean, think about how they went off on these kids, CNN and the rest of them. Juan Williams, too. He jumped right into this garbage about those kids from Covington, about how they were bigots, and they were racist, and they're horrible people, and their parents, more, they must be just as horrible. And what did we find out? None of that was true. But nobody will be made to apologize for that. It won't happen. But they're racist. They have to be. And again, you know, when you're going down this line of questioning or mindset or what have you, there's no winning this. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know what? I lost my place. I had it all laid out, and this is why I hate computers. we'll just move on. I'm never going to find it again. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. Look, head over to the website, all right? During the break, head over to the website, give me your email address. We send out one email a week. If you're not getting them and you're already on the email list, right, go ahead and give me your sign up for text messaging, and it's really simple to do. You want to text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. And, it's really, like I said, it's really simple, not that hard. And get involved, get engaged. If you're leaving us now, your station is leaving us, you can catch us online at therealside.com. If you're staying with us, Barack Lori joins me in the next hour, author of Atheism Kills. Also has his own show every week. We'll talk about that, too, when we come back. You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live.